Hello one and all, welcome again to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 8, 19-21. Last time, we talked about epigenetic modification of DNA and RNA and their new detection methods, remember? Let me continue with another level of control on RNA and hence the protein expression. This is called known coding regulation of gene expression. Two broad kinds are siRNA, small interfering RNA, and miRNA, microRNA. Both of these cleave or break messenger RNA into pieces so that there is no translation into the protein. So you can imagine that these can be as strong as protein targeting drugs. Indeed, several microRNAs have been shown to be functionally so strong that they can either be tumor suppressor or even oncogenes and are very relevant to the process of carcinogenesis. Dialab team at Tsukuba performed a loss of function screening for non-coding regulators of senescence. Oh, what is that now? You're probably thinking, right? Okay, let me tell you this. Imagine that you know a particular function of a factor or drug that you want to inhibit that function by another drug or a factor. You want to screen for such factors or drugs. This is called loss of function screening. In other words, you aim to get a loss of particular known function. Okay? Dialab recruited a function of demethylating drug 5-azo-2-deoxycytidine, let me call it 5-azo. It is well known to induce growth arrest in cancer cells. Dialab tried to find microRNA that would inhibit this function of 5-azo, and they identified microRNA 451. By many experiments, including overexpressing microRNA 451 and knocking it down in cells, they found that this microRNA caused growth arrest and hence make cells resistant to 5-azo. MicroRNA 451 targeted the protein called CARF. This is important for cancer cell division. So MicroRNA 451 is called the tumor suppressor MIR and will make cancer cells to stop dividing. The study appeared in journal called Scientific Reports, Volume 8, 2018. Please take a look.